People using dermal fillers to get plumper cheeks and full lips have been told to avoid beauticians and backyard operators after the procedure left almost 100 people blind in the past year. Dr. John Flynn from the Australasian College of Cosmetic Surgery joins us. Doc, good morning, dear.
Good morning, Ross. How are you today?
Is that a statement of fact? Seriously, have 100 people been blinded?
And sadly, that's indeed true. But the global figure, of course, that's just here in Australia. There have been, at the last count, there have been 2 reported cases in Australia.
Okay. So, and is that more likely, I assume, from an attempt to get plumper cheeks than fuller lips?
Well, no. It can be either of those two things. And I think one of the key points to make is that you gave the intro as dermal filler, and of course that is the common name by which we know these things, but a lot of people don't realise is that we're actually not injecting the dermis too much, which is that we call the skin. Most of these injections, and particularly the ones that cause blindness, are given at a much deeper level into the face, and I think if we termed them more accurately facial fillers...
Or muscular fillers...
Yes, it would give a better connotation of what's actually been doing. Because the face, of course, is a mass of nerves and muscles and, yes, fat pads and arteries and veins, and they're all at risk.
Is it the technique that's the problem here, or is it the importation from China of, artificial chemicals?
Sure. Well, look, 2 different issues there, Ross. Certainly, training is a very important issue. And the thing is that, sadly, many practitioners and many patients in Australia trivialise these things and put them into the same context as having a facial or something or other. But they're actually medical procedures. They really are quite serious. And so the practitioner, whoever it may be, needs to be properly trained, well trained to understand anatomy, but not only that, be able to manage a complication should it occur. Go on.
Why do people think they look better with plumper cheeks and fuller lips?
Well, that's a good question. Look, there are 2 ways of looking at this. There are some people who really like to go a little bit over the top and they're wanting to enhance or exaggerate their appearance in one way or another. But then there's a whole other category of patients who are, quite more conservatively looking to just simply replace some of what aging has taken out. And I think that more conservative approach to really just replace what has been missed rather than to make things much bigger is a better way to go.
Doc, last question, unrelated to this, but I've got to ask you. Are you related?
Yes, I am, but distantly. But
is he your great-grandfather, the founder of the Royal Flying Doctor Service, John Flynn?
He and my great-grandfather were cousins.
There we go. Dr. John Flynn from the Australasian College of Cosmetic Surgery.
I was going to ask you if he was related to Errol.
John Flynn was the founder of the Royal Flying Doctor Service. Yeah. Presumably, would have been able to get more patients if he'd had plumper wings.